recent years, there have been a number of cases in which people have defied death by surviving for hours without oxygen. How can this be possible? The cells in our bodies need oxygen to survive. Without it, they begin to die, and brain damage sets in within about 5 minutes. Yet these patients made a full recovery. What makes them so special? David Kasseret is a clinician at the University of Pennsylvania and has an interest in this field. He told me the story of a girl who had been submerged under the ice of a frozen river for over an hour, but made a full recovery.
Michelle Funk fell into a creek, and she was underwater for about an hour. And when rescuers found her, there was no sign of life. She wasn't moving, wasn't breathing, didn't have a heartbeat. But because she was young, only 2.5 years old, they decided to try to resuscitate her. And they tried for another 2 hours. So that's 3 hours total. And at the end of that third hour, she finally began to have a faint heartbeat. A couple of weeks later, she left the hospital, and a few years ago, she got married.
I've always heard that if your brain doesn't get oxygen for more than about 5 minutes, that's it, kind of game over. What happened here? How is she still alive?
I think some of it is probably the fact that she was young. The younger we are, the more plastic our brains are, and the more of an insult they can tolerate. And the other secret probably was that she was cold. And that probably protected her brain. We know from many experiments dating back to the 1700s that cold slows the metabolism. And the slower your metabolism is, the less oxygen you use. And the less oxygen you use, the longer you can survive. And so increasingly now, researchers are starting to use cold to try to replicate that amazing success that Michelle Funk experienced, to try to figure out how we can use cold to extend the time that people can survive and do well without any oxygen or a heartbeat, from 5 minutes to 50 minutes and maybe ultimately to hours or days.
Could this be taken much longer? How about a year?
That's sort of the holy grail, and that's what many researchers think. It seems like a bit of a stretch right now, except for two things. One is that there are animals that go into a state of hibernation over the winter, and they have their metabolism drops to sometimes 2 or 3% of what it is normally, and they can survive for months in a situation in which most of us as humans wouldn't have a prayer of surviving. Humans don't hibernate, but since other animals do, they're interested in trying to figure out how those animals hibernate and whether maybe there's a way to trick the human body into going into a situation of hibernation. That could be very, very useful clinically. We're not there yet, but we might be someday.
I hate winter. Say I decided to hibernate and lock myself in my freezer. I'm assuming it wouldn't work. Why will that not work for me?
please don't try that. The problem with just freezing yourself is twofold. Actually, there are probably lots of problems. I'll just give you the top two. One is that our cells don't like to be frozen. If you've ever put a can of beer, for instance, in the freezer and then forgotten about it, the can bursts and you have beer all over the freezer. Imagine that happening in all of the cells and in all of your body. And the other problem is that freezing process doesn't really protect cells and protect physiology.
I'm imagining now when I've put things like strawberries in the freezer before and then you take them out and thaw them and there's something a bit mushy about them. Is that kind of the same thing?
It is. We know of one, actually the first person who was ever frozen and was unpacked a couple of years ago, and there was pretty clear evidence of what could charitably be described as freezer burn. Imagine what happens to strawberries that are frozen when they're not wrapped, and then imagine that on a human scale, and it's really pretty gruesome.
So he's not waking up then?
I don't think so, not anytime soon.
Where are we at with the science with this? What needs to be learned and what needs to be done before we can start seriously thinking about this?
Well, I think there are at least two lines of research. One which is advancing very, very quickly and is very exciting, and that is the science of hibernation research, or if you're a science fiction fan, suspended animation. That's the science of trying to reduce somebody's metabolism often to 1 or 2% of normal, not freezing them, but really controlling the metabolism and inducing a state that looks a little bit like artificial hibernation. The other element of science is what we talked about before, this possibility of actually freezing people. Alcor is freezing people right now. But that science, although I guess it might have potential down the road, it's hard to imagine what the next steps might be because many people are being frozen, nobody's being revived, and we don't really know what works and what doesn't work. A lot of the folks who are being frozen after they die now are taking a leap of faith. So there's really not much science that's moving forward there, but there could be, maybe.
Dr. David Kasserat from Penn University. If you want to find out more, you can read David's book, Shocked: Adventures in Bringing Back the Recently Dead.